Now, I've taken this diagram, which I've copied from the Signal Processing magazine. It's one due to Paul Raj from Stanford, who was looking at the channel frequency response at four different antennas for a GSM type of system. So you see here, these are plotted at, for the different antenna elements, and then they're also plotted along here in time. And this is the response he's measuring in the received environment. And so here's the response on one antenna element, and then here's the response on an antenna element that's separated away by lambda by 2. And you can see that to sum these two together, you've got to do some appropriate phasing, because the peak in here and the peak in here are occurring at slightly different points. And then again, when we go down to here, there's another phase change, and here there's a third phase change. But the interesting thing to note about these is within the GSM bandwidth that there's not terribly much difference in these as we move along in the horizontal, as we move in time from 0 milliseconds to 133 milliseconds to 133 microseconds to 200 microseconds. So the signal scenario is relatively time invariant in time. There's not a tremendous amount of change of these characteristics in time, but there is a significant change as we move from element to element.